You don't hear as much about the 99% and the 1% these days, but there is plenty of talk about inequality in America, especially on the presidential campaign trail. But it's not just political figures who get to discuss the issue in public. The Conversation Project of Oregon Humanities takes discussions about several major topics to communities across the state. One of the programs in the Conversation Project series is called How Much Inequality is Acceptable? Open-ended question, you notice. The discussion comes to both campuses of Rogue Community College tomorrow, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in Medford, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Grants Pass. The sessions will be led by Julia Hammond, who's the founder of Folk Law Law and, of course, the leader of the conversation. Julia Hammond, thanks for joining us from Portland.
Thank you for having me.
Folk Law Law is not a name you hear every day. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. You've got quite a varied career, we notice.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I started Folk Law Law about 2 years ago, and it's another public humanities project in a lot of ways. And we, our main product is Folklore in a Box. And what we do is we kind of create these curated cultural boxes that families and kids can order, and then they can participate in culture and learn about culture while they're doing. So it's kind of like the Conversation Project in a way, in that it's a participatory kind of thing.
So how do Conversation Project topics get chosen, or is this something that you brought to Oregon Humanities?
Yeah, so I was a professor for 8 years prior to this, and my dissertation actually is on stories of inequality or stories of poverty and wealth in America. So it's a topic that I've been interested in for many years, and we bring it to them. So we're like, this is something that I'd like to talk about in Oregon. And then they go through a vetting process and choose you.
Mm-hmm.
How
long a vetting process?
It's like, you do a few interviews, and I'm not sure exactly how they decide, but it's a process. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they get a lot of applications.
So the title, How Much Inequality is Acceptable, with a question mark at the end, assumes we might be okay with some inequality. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think... obviously, right, in a capitalist culture, we're not expecting socialism, right? We're not expecting it to be where we're all completely equal. We understand that there's competition, and we hope that people are rewarded for that. But how much is the question, and that has changed. How much we are willing to accept has changed over time. So some time periods in U.S. history, we've been willing to accept more. And this seems to be one of those times, and sometimes we're not as willing to accept it. And so we've put in, blocks to that kind of inequality.
So the value inequality is seen as what? The power of striving or something?
So that's one perspective, right, is that those who do well, get rewarded, and those who don't. Of course, there's a strong opposite perspective, which is that, we have multi-generational poverty. We have inequality of all kinds of social services so that people don't really have that same chance. And so that's the other perspective. There's two perspectives, right? One is that some inequality is necessary for competition. And then the other perspective is that, but how much is okay with us?
Julia,
and is it really a fit? Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to give your name again and let people know we're talking to Julia Hammond at Folk Law Law, who's going to be leading the conversation of the Oregon Conversation Project called How Much Inequality is Acceptable, tomorrow in Medford and Grants Pass. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join us now by phone or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Julia, have you taken the conversation on the road already?
Yeah, I have.
And
yes,
have you taken it to college campuses in particular?
No, I have a lot of college campuses planned, but not this will be my first college campus.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know about the places you've taken it before and what kinds of people showed up and what kinds of responses you got.
Yeah, well, I've been to Tillamook and Gresham, and we have lots of other things planned. This is sort of a new conversation that started in the fall, so I have a whole year ahead of me planned. But all kinds of people have showed up, and so sort of a range of community members, and they've had all kinds of different perspectives. The one I did in Tillamook, we had people that were probably from 20 to I want to say like 75 or 80 year olds, a lot of different perspectives. So it was it's been really, really interesting. I'd say that overall, so far, it seems that Oregonians are a little concerned about inequality. They want to do something. They're not sure what to do, but they feel like it might be something we need to start thinking about. So, yeah, there's been a lot of interest in the topic, maybe with the election year.
Right. When you know when Bernie Sanders is talking about it on the campaign trail, that it's become a hot topic again, if it ever ceases to be a hot topic.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's always been there, you know, this in the last, you know, maybe 40 years, it's been growing. So most people don't realize how bad inequality has become or how great it's become. But it seems to be, yeah, coming to the public interest now. So, yeah.
Julia, how is the conversation structured? What do you do to set it up, and then what happens?
So, yeah, the conversations are our hope, right, is that everyone gets to talk. So I sort of set it up to give people sort of thinking prompts, and so it starts with like activities and thinking prompts and ways to get people to start talking to one another. So I do very little talking. It's mostly the community members, and my job is just to facilitate those conversations and help people get to some interesting points where maybe they're really getting to talk to community members in a way that they haven't, or having perspectives that they hadn't heard before that they are really getting a chance to articulate. So that's how it works. And it's mainly just me bringing some ideas into the equation and then having people talk about their experiences, their stories with it, and giving it that local perspective.
Is there an overriding consensus emerging from the sessions you've held so far?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I would say that the consensus seems to be that we should probably do something about it. We should cap inequality at some point. At what point, we're not sure. You know, that's up for debate. But I think the consensus is we might have gotten there as far as how much inequality we're willing to accept. But what to do about that, it seems like we're discussing that a lot in the conversation. And education keeps coming up as a key issue and a way to sort of start to help correct for inequality. You know, providing more cheap or free education, and the cost of college has been a repeated issue that people are concerned about. So, yeah, that seems to be the consensus. But how, you know, the different ways to deal with it, where it's up for debate.
Pulled up some piece from the Scientific American from last March that indicates that the average American believes that the richest fifth own 59% of the wealth, and that the bottom 40%, so the bottom two-fifths, own 9%. The reality is actually that the top 20% of U.S. households own more than 84% of the wealth, and the bottom 40% combine for a paltry 0.3%. Youch. So it's even more than we think.
It is. It's more than we think. And then I'm actually familiar with that study, and it goes on to note what people would like it to be. So it's, first of all, that we don't really know what it is. So we think it's like 60% and it's actually 85%. And then, yeah, those bottom numbers. But also then when you ask people in that same study what they wish it would be, they wish that the top 20% owned about 35%. So the ideal for people is far below the reality by almost 50%. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Well, it's interesting to think they have dead targets for it anyway. They have a wish list for how things would be distributed.
Pardon, I didn't quite get what you were
saying. It's just interesting to see that there is, in some sense, a wish list for how people wish things were structured. Let me take a call here from Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Julia Hammond, the leader of the Oregon Conversation Project session, How Much Inequality is Acceptable. Hi, Steve.
Howdy. Those who do not remember the past are doomed to repeat it. How much time do you spend talking about eras like the Gilded Age or right before the Great Depression, where we had this same inequality and, you know, the people's reactions to that?
All right. Thanks for the question, Steve. Appreciate it. Julia, so how much history is brought in here?
Yeah, so we definitely do talk about that. That's something that we definitely have been, you know, discussing, because as you bring up so well, Steve, it's something that our country has been through before. So we had this kind of same inequality at the late 1800s, early 1900s. And, you know, with the end of World War II and the New Deal, that's the way that we sort of brought things into balance again. So that in the 1960s, for example, the average CEO is earning about 20 or 30 times the average worker, whereas today it's something like 300 times the average worker. So we have lessened it before, so thanks for bringing that up.
Do you hear lots of personal stories about how inequality has affected the people who come to the discussions?
Yeah, definitely. People are definitely talking about, you know, things that have changed. What I'm hearing a lot is what's changed over the last 10 or 15 years for people. And people are definitely concerned about health care, like I said. The cost of college concerns people. So I think that they're feeling like maybe things are kind of slowly eking away or becoming more expensive. And it's not like a dramatic, you know, suddenly I'm worried about inequality, but it's just suddenly like, you know, I'm concerned about people in my community and what I see them going through.
I can imagine it gets a little intense at times.
At times, yeah, it does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with what you hear? Does it change the next conversation? I mean, do you sit down and start typing, "Dear Senators Wyden and Merkley"?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel that way. Like, I'd like to do something with all these brilliant conversations and wonderful people's ideas. And yeah, so I don't know what I'll end up doing, but I'm sure I'll end up doing something with it. And it does shape the next conversation to where I bring in what people have said before, and that sort of jumpstarts the conversation.
You mentioned the ideas that people put out there about education in particular, where if we could all get education a little more cheaply, that would help rebalance things. What are some of the other things that have been suggested as equalizers?
I think, you know, obviously health care issues, like lowering the cost of health care or providing it for those who are having a hard time accessing it. It seems like, especially among, you know, a lot of the places that I'm going are more rural Oregon. Not all. I mean, we're definitely doing ones in Portland as well. But I think the issues in urban areas are different than the more small towns. And I think the small towns are more concerned of getting left behind on some of those social services. So that's something that, you know, they've been talking about. And sort of how to jumpstart those economies that were hurt by, you know, the end of manufacturing or timber or whatever, and rethinking it. I think in the urban areas, it's more the issue of the rich and the poor. And that's also true in those kind of resort communities, small town resort places as well, how to make that balance, or, you know, the tourist industry and that kind of thing. So I think trying to bring those social services to the people who, you know, we don't want anyone to get left behind.
Well, obviously a fascinating topic. It's How Much Inequality is Acceptable, part of the Conversation Project from Oregon Humanities. Julia Hammond from the Folk Law Law in Portland will be the leader of the discussion Thursday at Rogue Community College at 10 in Medford, and Thursday at 1 at the Rogue Community College Redwood campus in Grants Pass. Julia, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Take care.